Mr. John Conley from Nashville, Tennessee. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
John's going to be appearing at the Merle Travis Music Center this coming Friday. And I guess you keep a regular touring schedule, do you not?
I do. We still do 60 or 70 shows a year on the road. And, you know, keeps us busy much of the time when we are home from the road those weekends, and then I'm at the Grand Ole Opry. So we stay busy.
How does a boy from Kentucky and Versailles become a country music star?
Well, there is no cut and dried answer for how you do it. For me, I did it through radio, actually. I mean, the only reason I moved to Nashville is because I got a job at WLAC Radio down here. If I had ended up in any other market in radio, music would have just remained my hobby as it had been all those years.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was the route in or the road in for me. And after I'd been here for 4 or 5 years, I started writing a little bit, got to know some people on Music Row, and pitched those things around town, and finally had an offer to record.
So you didn't have anybody discover you per se?
No, not at all. It was a 3 or 4 year slog, I guess you'd say, of meeting people, and you know, and it's that way most of the time. There are very few overnight successes. There are very few people who, I've just watched a series called Sun Records, which I guess has some degree of accuracy on the careers of Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis and folks like that. And, you know, you get to thinking, well, Elvis walked in, recorded a thing, Sam Phillips heard it, and there was an instant hit there. No, it didn't happen that way.
Yeah.
It took time. It always does.
Now, you were undecided when you were young. You started out as a mortician, as I understand.
Yeah, I did. I raised on a farm, started working part-time at a local funeral home in Versailles just before I got out of high school, actually. And the deal was my best friend was working there, and he talked about it enough to get me curious. So I started working with him there part-time. And I got so interested in it that I decided to stick with it. So I got my licenses, and I still am licensed in Kentucky to do it.
Wow.
Although I don't practice anymore. And but, you know, when I look back over my life, all of the things I've done to make a living, the farm, the funeral profession, radio, and now music, have all been stepping stones for the path I was supposed to take and was led to take. And so, you know, I'm proud of having done all of it.
Now, you haven't had a charted song for quite some time, and many people may have thought you've dropped off the face of the earth, but you have been recording since then.
Oh, yeah. We have our own record label, thankfully. And so we still do new music. Our current CD is called Classics 2, and it's a combination of some of the later hits with a lot of new music. And we're getting ready to release the final Classics 3, which brings us the rest of the hits and still new music. We keep finding new songs to do, so we go to the studio with them. And we do some gospel as well. We've got one gospel CD out now, and I'm planning on starting to record another one as soon as we get the chance.
Did you sing gospel as a kid?
I did. The first music I was exposed to was at church, out of the hymn book, and you know, still do that at my local church here in Nashville. We sing some of the old songs for, you know, as part of the services there. So
now,
I love that music, you know.
Yeah, I went to your website last night and saw a couple of videos. One I really enjoyed because I like bluegrass. You did a bluegrass version of Common Man with Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road, and that was really good.
Oh, thank you. That was Lorraine's idea. She did an album with guest artists from the country world, and with, you know, doing bluegrass versions of their hits, and and ours was Common Man, and we've gotten a lot of great response to
that. Yeah. Do you like bluegrass?
I do. I'd like it a little at a time. I don't, you know, I wouldn't be much to go to a whole concert and sit for 2 or 3 hours.
Oh,
it gets a little old for me.
Okay.
But these days, bluegrass is really the most country sounding music we've got going.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Some of the new country is just is not that country.
Yeah,
frankly.
You so, know, I was going to ask you about that, being an old radio guy. And today's my 45th anniversary here at this radio station. I moved.
Well, congratulations.
I moved in from Dayton, Ohio to Madisonville, Kentucky, thinking I'd spend, you know, a year and then move on. Well, here we are 45 years later. So.
Yeah. Well, I bet the Happy Goodman family was holding for.
Yeah,
there
they
when
were.
You
they
first
were
started.
Here. They were here.
Oh, man. I used to watch their TV show all the time. Love them. Still
they,
do.
They had a local recording studio at the one of the corners here in town. So, yeah, they were here.
Well,
and,
great.
And also, just recently, you did some tribute songs that I wanted to talk to you about. You did a tribute song for law enforcement.
Yeah, Walking Behind the Star is the name of it. And mm-hmm. we'll be doing it at the live show when we come up Friday. But Walking Behind the Star pays honor and tribute to our law enforcement folks. You know, we all know they've been under such egregious attack, particularly in the last couple of years, up to and including being assassinated sometimes. And so we found this song that was actually written nearly 20 years ago now. And the guys that wrote it, nobody would record it at the time. And I guess it's time is now. That, I guess, is the point. So so we do that song, and we did a little still picture video for it as well, which you can find on YouTube, Walking Behind the Stars.
And you also did a tribute to military families, which I thought was very well done.
Thank you so much. At the time we found that song, our son was going into the Marine Corps.
Oh, yeah.
And so we related directly to it because the song talks about the families who are back home while someone in their family is serving and what they kind of what they go through, the feelings they go through.
Yeah. Now the concert Friday night at the Merle Travis Music Center in Powderly. What kind of show will the folks see?
Well, obviously, we concentrate on the hits that folks have given us. That we've had 30-some-odd over all these years. So we'll get to as many of those as we can. But we'll also mix in and some of the newer music, some of the songs from the current Classics 2 CD. We've got a new gospel song, but it's an old song, but it's new for me, that we'll be doing during the show. And also a song that will be coming up on the next album that's coming out, Classics 3. So several things like that. And, of course, I'll be available after the show for pictures and autographs and all that.
Wow. Do you have a favorite song?
Well, Rose Colored Glasses songs will always add my list because so many, you know, I helped write it. Yeah. It was our first hit, and it's become a standard in country music. So, but my favorite all-time song is Amazing Grace of all formats and all time. And as you might expect, we'll be doing that at the show
Okay. My favorite John Conley song is Domestic Life, and I must admit to you, I love the saxophone in that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jim Horn plays that. Great. He's been on 1,000 records, probably. Still is, still playing. But, Domestic Life was, I was right in the middle of what that song talks about. My kids were young and, if not babies at the time it came out. So we related directly to it.
And we owned our life to Visa and MasterCard at the time.
I know. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Okay.
A lot of folks still do.
Yeah. No kidding. John Conley in concert at the Powderly Merle Travis Music Center this coming Friday night at 7, and he'll meet with fans afterwards. John, a pleasure. Thank you for calling in.
My pleasure, Danny. Good to talk to you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.